please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about you have a lot of chutzpah. Well, let's go. Yes, everyone, this dumb son of a bitch. I guess they replaced his brain with mashed potato because he's dumber than fuck. Yes, this fucker does have a lot of chutzpah. Do you know what chutzpah means? It's a Yiddish word. Let me bring it up. And I already know some people here, or a lot of people here, are gonna say, oh, you're racist, you're anti-this, you're blah blah blah. You know what? Here's a preemptive, you could slide my testicles down your throat hole, so fuck yeah! Well, now that I got that disclaimer out of the way, chutzpah is the quality of audacity for good or for bad. Yes, fellas, it means someone that has balls. Not quite, but you know. A close English equivalent is sometimes hubris. The word derives from the Hebrew chutzpah, meaning insolent, cheek, or audacity. Yes, that describes them in a word, doesn't it? Thus, the original Yiddish word has a strongly negative connotation, but the word which entered the English as a Yiddism in American English has taken a broader meaning, having a popularized through vernacular use in film, literature, and television. Okay, so what does it mean then? In American English, the word is sometimes interpreted, particularly in business parlance, as meaning the amount of courage, mettle, and or that an individual has. So pretty much it means that this guy goes in there, does this shit, and tells you, fuck in your face and try to stop me if you can, bitches. Yes, just like Donald Trump, he has some chutzpah, doesn't he? This motherfucker fucks shit up, but he still fucking tries, doesn't he? Shit, I guess that's why we have something in common with Donald Trump, me and him, or him and I. Yes, we're both taco Americans, but he's a taco for different reasons. Yeah, so, yeah, enjoy that, bitches. Yeah, supposedly the Epstein client list is all bullshit, it doesn't exist. But according to this picture, him and Epstein and that chick are all fucking butt buddies, they're all best friends. Yes, but yet the files don't exist, huh? He didn't go to Lolly Island? You're full of shit, in my opinion, but what do I know, right? I'm just a retard. Yeah, look what this dude put in his Truth Social thingy, whatever. It says, the radical left Democrats have hit pay dirt again. Yes, again. Just like with fake and fully discredited Steely dossier, the Line 51 intelligence agents, the laptop from hell, which the Dems swore had come from Russia. Okay, yeah. Well, you know Hillary Clinton's a lying piece of shit, but I guess being a liar is a requirement to become a politician. Right, Donnie D? You faggot? And in quotation marks, he puts, no, it came from Hunter Biden's bathroom. Yeah, but you guys are the same way, so fuck you, dude. And even the Russia scam itself, a totally fake and made-up story used in order to hide crooked Hillary Clinton's big loss in the 2016 presidential election. These scams and hoaxes are all the Democrats are good at. It's all they have. Well, like, just like you have your little bullshit, like how you lied about the bombing in Iran, that you did all these great big things. No, you're a liar, pants on fire. They are no good at governing, neither are you. No good at policies, your policies suck at balls too. And no good at picking winning candidates. Well, we didn't pick a good candidate with you, but I guess you're better than what's-her-face Kamala Heels Up Harris. She's another worthless bitch, but you know, it be what it be, yo. Also, unlike Republicans, they stick together like glue. Yeah, right. You fucking Republicans suck ass. You guys are nothing but fake-ass bitches. You're just Republicans? You're just nothing but Democrats from 10 years ago. Yeah, you guys' ideas are nothing but shit. What do you guys do? Hey, nothing! You're all the same fucking party, the uni party. You guys are fucking retards. Yeah, man, I'm just sick and tired of these stupid politicians pretending they're there for us, which is the opposite, and they're there for the octopus people, everyone else but the American people, or wherever their country of origin these people belong to, because, yeah, they're not American in my opinion, but anyway. Their new scam is that we will forever call the Jeffrey Epstein a hoax. Oh, how convenient, pal. And my past supporters have brought into this bullshit. Hook, line, and sinker. Oh, no, you're full of shit. First, you promised to stop the wars. You were going to do all these fucking things. And what happened to that? It went down the toilet. All your promises mean shit. Guess what? You're a liar. That makes you a woman in my book. But whatever, right? Just saying. These motherfuckers think that life won't find a way, don't they, right? Well, anyways, they haven't learned their lesson and probably never will, even after being conned by the lunatic left for 8 long years. And now you're gonna try to gaslight us too for another 4 years or whatever you have left, right? Anyways, I have had more success in 6 months and perhaps any president in our country's history. You're full of shit. You fucked everything up more than Biden did. Biden had 4 years to fuck things up and you did it in 6 months, you jackass. What the fuck's wrong with you, you Down syndrome baby? Whatever. And all these people want to talk about with strong prodding by the fake news. And you perpetuate yourself, asshole. And the success, starved Dems, is the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. Oh yes, hoax, hoax, hoax. It's all you people do. Like when they shot Kennedy, they said that was disinformation. What the hell did they call it? Let me think. Oh yeah, that's right, conspiracy theories. It came out because of JFK to disprove that. FYI, the squid people were the ones that took him out. Just saying. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. You know what? These assholes were the ones that got you into office and you calling them weaklings? You're a fucking dick, right? Well, you are what you eat, right? Anyways, don't even think about talking about incredible and unprecedented success. Oh yes, you're very successful, you jackass. Because I don't want their support anymore. Yes, after they already did their shit, right? Useful idiots. Goodbye. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. Well, then we need to get a better president. But who the hell are you going to choose, right? This is the best turd out of the fucking toilet. I guess we'd be fucked, right? Yeah, these people laugh while they fuck us in the ass. Don't worry, love, it's the old in and out. Yes, man, get off my ass. I'm not a woman, you fucking faggot. Yes. Yes, don't be surprised if you start seeing a lot of people doing chutzpah powers. Yeah, they're gonna do some squid tactics. I was gonna say the J word, but you know, I'm gonna try to put this on fucking useless tube, so I can't say the magic words because, you know, well, I guess I don't learn my lesson, do I, huh? I guess I'm a fucking asshole and I'm stupid. Well, that's what happens when you're a minority. We're fucking retarded, right? But that's okay, because the truth is the great palate cleanser. Just saying. Well, take it from me, I'd rather laugh than cry. Because crying is for bitches, right? Just saying. Well, you guys take care of yourself. Do the best things you can in life, because a lot of people are just worthless and they're gonna bring you down like a fucking anchor. Yes, everybody gonna be lying to you, telling you all kinds of shit, because they're gonna try to steal your productivity. But don't let them. You keep it for yourself, because you're gonna need it for the future, because these people are gonna wither and die. That's what happens to old people, I guess. Well, anyways, goodbye.
Tell me why! Fuck you! Get the fuck away from me! Yes, okay. Tell me why. I never wanna hear you say, fuck that cop anyway. Fuck you! Piece of shit.